There's a fun Irish jig. That's the Night to Ramble with the Baltimore Consort we just heard. And this next production takes us right to Ireland. Today I'm joined by Kim Blackwell, the Managing Artistic Director of Fourth Line Theatre, based on the historic Winslow Farm in Millbrook, Ontario. Known for their very immersive outdoor productions, this one brings Canadian history to life. Kim is directing Wild Irish Geese, written by Megan Murphy, a gripping tale set in the 1820s. Welcome, Kim.
Hello, and good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. I'm doing amazing. What a great sunshine out there today.
I know. I've been sitting out in the sunshine in the barnyard, imagining what the show will look like in a few short weeks.
Yeah. You're already envisioning everything in your mind's eye, and we can't wait to hear about it. Now, the show runs this summer from July 29th to August 30th. Tell me, what first drew you to that script, Megan Murphy's script for Wild Irish Geese?
Yeah, there was no script to start with. It was actually an email I had received from Ireland about the upcoming, so this was about 4 years ago, about the upcoming 200th commemoration of the Peter Robinson settlers, the first nine ships with over 200 Irish settlers who came to this area in the summer of 1825. And I thought, boy, that's a play for us at Fourth Line, if ever I got heard about one. And then I was talking to Rob Winslow, who's our founder here, and he said, well, what about Megan? We had just had this incredibly successful experience with her and Kate Sir's show, The Veranda Society. And then it turns out Megan is descended from the Robinson settlers when we spoke to her.
Wow, perfect timing.
That was just perfect. Yeah, no, exactly. And she's ideally suited to have written this play. And the play is funny and poignant and epic and fabulous.
Now, I can just imagine, you know, the courage, hardship, the resilience it took to start life in unfamiliar territory for everyone, you know, 200 years ago since their arrival. So how do you balance storytelling with, you know, the elements of historical accuracy? How did this all come together into a play?
Yeah, such a good question. First of all, we are not reenactors, so we take liberty sometimes with the truth of it. But I will say Megan has done extraordinary, extraordinary research. Second only to Rob Winslow, our founder, in terms of her research, I think it's safe to say, and has really honored the spirit of what those people experienced. You know, the Irish were conquered by the English 200 years before. Things were desperate there. They were promised homes and a place to start over in the new land. And of course, they didn't even realize that there were already people here and that they were displacing. So that's this really interesting element of people who were conquered becoming conquerors. And so there's that element on top of the fact that just at the heart of it are families who wanted a chance to work hard and to achieve something. And in our area, there are so many people in this region who are still descended from those Robinson settlers. And this summer, the diaspora, the millions who are descended from them, are being invited to come back to this area for commemoration and lots of events.
Right. Amazing how that all comes together. And yeah, I like how you mentioned the conquered becoming the conquerors. Very powerful, nuanced. There's something that can resonate definitely deeply relevant today in that complex legacy of migration. Tell me a little bit about the natural setting of Winslow Farm. How does that shape the audience's experience?
Well, it is a beautiful place to sit. It's a 180-year-old family farm.
Wow.
And it is, the original three barns have been adapted for our purposes. So you sit in the barnyard. We have about 400 seats. And you can see people arriving from half a kilometer away on another field. We have live animals in our shows.
Really?
Yes, we have running antique cars in some shows. This show will have wagons, and sometimes we have horses in our shows. And we have these large-scale casts. So we have some professional actors from out of the area. We have some professional actors from here. And we have lots of community people, from little kids up to senior citizens, who devote their summer to creating these shows and telling these stories. And we have six Robinson settlers, descendants in the show this summer.
Oh, that'll add a lot of impact. Yes, absolutely. Wow. Any particular challenges in staging such a production with wildlife joining the experience?
There's lots of challenges. The weather is always a challenge. Of course, I always say, and I say this jokingly because it sometimes does rain, but it never rains at the Winslow Farm. But
never. Exactly. That's the spirit you have to keep.
Of course, I know some people have been rained out. So the heat and the rain and all the elements, for sure. And then to do large-scale work. I mean, we are going to take people from impoverished Ireland. We're going to put them on boats. So we're going to somehow create one, at least one of the nine ships in a large scale size. Then we're going to get them on the Atlantic Ocean for a period of play. Then we're going to get them to Quebec City and move them along the St. Lawrence. Then we're going to get them to Kingston and Cobourg, then up the Otonabee. Then we're going to get them to Douro and Ennismore and all points in between. And they're going to build lives. They're going to cut down forests of trees. So it's partly what we do with set and props and costumes, and partly the audience suspending their disbelief and coming on a journey with us.
Well, you just answered my next question, what kind of audience reactions you're hoping for as you just led us through that journey.
Yeah, you know, I'll also say what's extraordinary at the farm is we start at 6 o'clock, so we don't use any lighting. So music becomes a huge part of our shows. And there's so much beautiful music, traditional Irish music, folk music that is going to be in the show. I think there's well over 15 songs. They will be sung and played. We have incredible musicians and Irish dancers in the show. But the audience does feel transported to another time and place in our shows, even in the bright sunshine with no lighting to do that. And I think that's part of the magic of a show out at Fourth Line at the Winslow Farm, is that people are transported somewhere else.
I'm speaking with Kim Blackwell, the Managing Artistic Director of Fourth Line Theatre, based on the enchanted Winslow Farm in Millbrook, Ontario. They are staging Wild Irish Geese. That's a gripping tale set in the 1820s. It follows Irish immigrants forging new lives in colonial Canada. This is running from July 29th all the way until August 30th. Many chances to catch the shows there. Kim, can you tell me what excites you about the future of Fourth Line Theatre moving ahead?
Well, it's interesting. We just announced three new plays that we've chosen to be in development. One about Margaret Lawrence, who spent her later formative years in Lakefield, and it'll look like at the book banning and all the things that happened to Lawrence in this area. And she was a very, very renowned person in the in this region and started the Lakefield Literary Festival. And so we're looking at that. We're looking at a play about the Millbrook Penitentiary that has since closed, but for generations, people worked there. And the writer, her grandma, actually owned the diner in Millbrook called The Pen. And her mom and stepdad were both guards at the jail. So we're excited about exploring that piece. And then Megan is now going to be writing a piece about Charlotte Nichols, who was Peterborough's first female philanthropist. So in a time when women didn't really control their own money, she created a lot of legacy projects for Peterborough that still exist today.
It's just wonderful how you're using the tranquil settings of all the beautiful areas in our province to, reenact and bring this rich history to life. Absolutely an integral part of the local community. And kudos to you and your team for everything you do. For more information to get your tickets and the full details of these productions, visit fourthlinetheatre.on.ca. That's fourth with the digit 4th, fourthlinetheatre.on.ca. Or you can look up Kim Blackwell from Fourth Line Theatre and you'll get where you need to go. Thank you so much, Kim. Best of luck for this summer.
Thank you so much. I hope to see everybody out at the farm. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much. Okay.
Cheers.